Jiang Jingjun was repatriated shortly before President Xi's visit to the U.S. Do you think this was deliberate or just a coincidence?
I guess it was deliberate. I guess before our President Xi's visit, U.S. government wants to release a positive signal that they would like to cooperate with our legal institutions to fight against transnational corruption crimes.
During President Xi's visit to the States, do you expect any notable agreements or action plans to be signed to counter transnational crimes?
Yes, I do expect two leading countries' leaders on behalf of their government can reach an agreement and show the whole world their responsibilities to work together to against corruption.
Do you think an extradition treaty would be signed? Is that possible?
I expect it. I think it is the better way to fight against the corruption between two countries.
Well, Zhao Shilan, the ex-wife of another Chinese economic fugitive, Qiao Jianjun, was due to be tried in the U.S. earlier this year on charges of violating immigration law. However, the trial has been put off. And in the case of Yang Jingjun, he has been directly repatriated from the U.S. to China. So what's your opinion on the different legal approaches on these two cases?
There might be two reasons. One is the U.S. government wants to show their willingness to cooperate with China. Second, I think from legal perspective, Qiao Jianjun was charged with immigration fraud. This offense is less serious than this suspected offense in China. So I guess then these legal institutions may think China has a better jurisdiction to Qiao Jianjun's case.
Both China and the U.S. have voiced willingness several times to cooperate in the field of anti-corruption. What can both countries do to further promote it, in your opinion?
I think it is better the two countries can strengthen cooperation. For example, to sign up agreement to strengthen the exchange information and the evidences, or to establish the training course to train the enforcement officers, prosecutors who work on this investigation of economic cases. Two countries' media can have more information on these trials and to exchange information to make this public awareness, this proceedings to solve the cases.